我们今天诵读的经文出自于启示录二章一至七节。
今天宣读的经文出自于启示录的二章一至七节。
From Revelation chapter 2, 1 to 7。请听上帝的话语。
请听上帝的话语。
你要写信。
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说那右手拿着七星在七金台中间行走的，说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，
也曾试验，
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里对罪弱的，并要悔改
其
起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中的生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Let us now hear the word of God. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him.Who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. Yet,I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. 现在我们有请蒋永华牧师分享。
现在我们请蒋永华牧师给我们分享信息。
Now let us invite Reverend Chen Inghua to share the message.The mark of the Christian community.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I'm very happy to be back to come and share the word of God with you all.
我很开心可以来再一次回来跟大家分享神的话语。
I feel that grace is always my home.
我一直都觉得华严堂是我的家。
I want to thank Reverend C and Reverend Chua and the Deacons Board for inviting me to share the word of God.
我很感谢蔡牧师、施牧师以及执事会欢邀请我来分享神的话语。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we pray for your Spirit to guide and lead us as we meditate on your words. We pray the Lord that you help us to understand what Jesus is saying to our church, to all the churches. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to talk aboutThe book of Revelation in particular, and the seven churches.
特别要分享，启示录和七教会。
These seven churches are historical churches. They exist in time.
这启示录这七个教会呢，都是在历史上真实存在的教会。
Some commentators say that these seven churches are the seven period of church history from the time of Jesus up to today.
有些圣经评论员说呢，这七个的教会这象征着 从耶稣的七个不同时代的教会，从耶稣的时代到今天。
The seven churches are the seven period of church history.
可是我
But these seven churches are real churches with real problems.
七个教会是真实存在的。
Seven is a complete number.
七象征着一个完整的数字。
Churches kind of give us a paradigm for all churches to examine themselves.
所以呢，这七教会呢，给了我们一个可以，去学习全所有的教会的这个。
Not to us, but to every churches in the world.Because this is what he says.
啊，这七个教会呢是的给耶稣给这七个教会的信息是给世界所有教会的。
Verse seven.
If 启示录二章七节说。
Then hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡是有耳的就应当听。
Jesus was talking only to the church at Ephesus in chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, but the message is for all the churches.
虽然耶稣的这针对的是这个以弗所教会，但这一个信息呢也适用于所有的教会。
Not only all the churches, the seven churches in the book of Revelation, but all the churches means even the message is for us today.
不只是启示录里的那七个教会，而是所有的教会。
And so the
包括我们今天
churches are messages that we should use to regularly examine the conditions of our church.
所以呢，我们也要用这耶稣给这七个教会的信息来反思我们所有教会的这个状态。
Christ will always praise the church for what they have done well.
基督呢，总是会表扬。为这些教会所做好的地方表扬他们。可是呢，他也会责备他们做不好的。
Five of them received rebukes, only two did not.
在这七个教会当中呢，有五个呢都被他责备了，只有两间没有被责备。
That did not is Philadelphia and Smyrna. Philadelphia. Okay, right.But all the five churches that was rebuilt, today we're going to look at one of them.
不过有五间教会呢是有受到基督的责备。今天我们要来看其中一间。
What can we learn from the rebuke that Jesus gave to the church of Ephesus?
我们能够从耶稣给予以弗所教会的责备当中学到些什么呢？
I'd like to suggest three lessons for us to learn.
我想要提议，我们可以从中得到三个教训。
First lesson is that every church is evaluated.Accurately by Christ.
第一是每间教会呢，都是基督审核的。
Christ will evaluate every churches accurately.
基督会给予每一间教会最精准的评估。
Just for example,
比如说
，In this church, the study Jesus says, "You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead."
如果基督跟我们说这间教会你的你有这样的一个名声，你虽活但死。
But to the church officers, he didn't say they are dead, but he said that you have a problem. You have a problem.
他没有对以弗所说主说你们是死的，可是他却说你们有问题。
And we need to pay attention.
我们需要留意啊。耶稣想通过这对我们说什么呢
？Just a paradigm. It's not to say that we have the actual problem.Like Ephesus,
这不代表我们跟以弗所的这个教会的问题一模一样。可是我们可以用此也来评估自己。
To the churches in the world today,
我们也可以因此用这呢来
留
意耶稣在跟全世界的教会说些什么。
Of the church in Ephesus, write the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
他说你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说
So just to give you a picture of what is it like the imaginary
我就给大家一个影像哦，这当时应该是什么样子的
Seven stars in his hands
他手上拿着七星
The seven stars are the seven angels or the seven churches
这七星代表着七个天使或者是七间教会
I have authority over the churches
耶稣是说呢我对这所有教会都是掌都是有权柄的
in this world today.
他在全世界的教会当中呢，都是掌权的。
Does he has authority, whether we like it or not? He walk amongst us.
他不只是拥有，只是拥有权柄，不管我们接不接受呢，他都是行走在我们当中。
Christ is among us.
基督在我们当中。
He knows everything that is going on.
他也知道我们在当中发生的所有事情。
In Jesus, when he was on earth, he told his disciples, "When two or three are gathered in my name, I am among you."
就基督在世的时候，他就在地上的时候，他就跟我们说，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
That's why he knows everything.
所以他无所不知。
So、his evaluation is the most accurate evaluation of every church.
所以他对我们的评估呢是最精准的。
And so we need to pay attention.
所以我们必须留心。
So that's the first lesson.
所以这是第一个教训。
The second lesson is that every church can lose the mark of the Christian community.
第二个教训就是每间教会都有可能失去基督群体的这个印记。
Jesus praised the church of Ephesus, but then he says, "I have this thing against you."
基督虽然表扬以弗所教会，可是他却说有一点我要责备你。
That you have abandoned the love you had at first.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
What does it mean to abandon the love you have at first? What did Jesus mean by that?
这什么意思？什么叫做离弃你起初的爱心？
The verb you have abandoned means to neglect, to leave behind or left behind.
啊，这个离弃这个动词的意思就是把它遗留着，留在身后。
Used to divorce.
而这个词呢，其实也有带着离婚的这种意味在里面。
The church has neglected, or have left behind, or have divorced the first love that they have.
所以，他意思就是说，这个教会呢，等于是跟自己起初的爱离开了，类似好像离婚一样。
The first love that they have, that they have neglected.
他们所离弃的这个最起初的爱心是什么呢
？They have forgotten to love God.
有些人理解成这是对神的爱，他们。
Loving God also means loving people.
可是，对神有爱，也应该对人有爱啊。
I will show to you that the church still love God because they are committed to Him.
可是，大伙呢，我们可以看到的就是，我会给大家看到，他们仍然爱主。
Church has lost or has neglected loving fellow disciples.
我的理解是，他们。呢已经是遗弃了对其他门徒的爱。我们怎么可能够由此结论呢？我们都要从耶稣所说的话来看。
Praise the church and says that I know your works, your toils, your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not.And found them to be false.
他说：“我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那些自称自己是使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。”
So in other words, they were doing well in the sense that they wanted to know the truth. They want to know whether people who come to them are truly disciples of Jesus, and even if they call themselves apostles, they are truly apostles.
所以他们在这方面是做得好的啊，他们有这种想要知道真理的这种。热情，他们也不能容忍恶人，甚至是对着那些自称自己是使徒的，他们也可以看穿他们。
Apostles in general, the word means that someone has been sent to another place.
啊，使徒的意思就是呢，被在这里的意思是被派到另一个地方的人。
Early church, they send people to different places to encourage other churches.
所以在早期的教会、初期教会呢，他们有时候会差派人到不同的群体当中呢，去鼓励当那个群体。
But not like today, you know, if you do not know this person, you go to Facebook and see whether it's there or not.
啊，他不像今天这样哦，你有Facebook, 你如果不认识这个人，你可能到 Facebook 去查看个究竟，了解他。
Even now today, Facebook also cannot trust like AI, right?
现在的 Facebook 很多都是 AI 的那种账号，你也不能够真的是相信它。
They have to test people who are supposed to be disciples who say that I'm apostle. They have to test them.
所以他必须呢要试验这些人，这些人自称自己是使徒，他不要试验他。
Praise them for that.
那这么做其实没错。耶稣也赞扬他们。
Some of them to be evil people, liars, false apostles.
然后他之后呢，他们也发现这当中有些是恶人，是假使徒。
And not only did they test them, they were doing it quite often.
不，他而且他们不只是有试验他们，他们是经常那么做。
I know you are enduring patiently, bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary.
他说你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
So they have been testing people who came to them. They've been testing them.
所以那些来到他们当中的人，他们都有一直在试验这些人。
And they have not gone weary. They have not been tired yet.
他们也没有厌恶那么做。
So this is a good thing.
所以这是件好事。
But the thing is this, even though they were doing all these things, Jesus says to them, you know, I have this against you.
虽然他们有做这件事呢，可是耶稣还也说，我有一件要责备你。
If the church has been testing people every time people come, oh, okay, one more person to test.
Okay, 如果这教会一直都有试验人，每一次有新的人来的时候，他们都说 okay, 我们要试验这个人。
Very in testing.
虽然他们并不烦倦那么做。
Sometimes in doing this negative thing, we can become influenced by them. We become suspicious of people.
可是呢，我们在做这件事情，听说我们也可能会受影响。比如我们对人起存疑。
Once again, one more person to test.
啊，来一个人，我要试验一个人。
Become very cautious.
他们变得很谨慎。
Overly cautious.
过度的谨慎。
And so, the church did not abandon their commitment to God.
所以这个教会呢，并没有遗弃他们对神的忠心。
Because we also know that they hated the word of the Nicolaitans.
因为我们也知道呢，他也恨这个尼克拉一党人。
Jesus says, "I also hated the word of Nicolaitans."
啊，所以耶稣反而表扬他们。耶稣说，他也恨恶这个。
Their commitment is not into they have no problem with committing themselves to God to believe the truth of God.
他们并没有对他们没有办法，他们对神的忠心并没有问题，了解神的真理。
Testing people, they come to a point they become suspicious and cautious about people that come to the church.
可是他们一直试验人呢，反而对到一个地步呢，他们对来教会的人呢，都是存疑，有质疑。
Suspicious of people, we can't love people, right?
可是你一直质疑人的话，你不能爱人，对吧？
And it's natural that we are always suspicious of people. We naturally that because we don't know who this person is.
有些时候我们对人有存疑也是很正常的，不是吗？因为有些时候我们不知道这个人的来历。
When that happens, they probably overcompensate testing for the truth. They overcompensate by neglecting the love that they should have.
所以他们在这么做的时候呢，可能是做的过度了，以致他们忽略了对他人的爱。
This Pastor Francis Shaver.He wrote a book called The Mark of the Christians, and he says that from the scriptural point of view, not all who call themselves Christians are Christians, and that is especially true in our generation.
啊，有这个作者呢，这个 Francis Shaver 薛华哦，他这么说，从圣经的角度来看呢，不是所有自称是基督徒的人都是基督徒啊，这在这个时代呢，尤其真实啊。
And according to his book, he says that the mark, according to his book in the Mark of the Christian, he says.If we, as Christ's disciples, fail to love other disciples, right? Jesus gives the world to judge us.
啊，在他的书里，《The Mark of a Christian》，他这么说：如果一个基督徒呢，没有不懂得怎么样彼此相爱的话呢，那么这非信徒呢，也有资格来评价我们。
Do you see there's a problem here?
你看到这个张力吗
？On one hand, we cannot just trust people to say they are Christians.
第一，我们第一一方面，我们不可以只是相信所有说自己是基督徒的人。
Then the world will judge us.
可是第二，我们如果呢，不彼此相爱的话呢，世界要评价我们。
To examine their faith and so forth, we are cautious. It's good, but yet in the process, we can overcompensate and we stop loving people.
所以试验人。去评估人是好的，是对的。可是我们这个过程当中也可能做过度。
If we as a church are always suspicious of people coming to the church,
如果作为一个教会呢，我们一直质疑来我们当中的人呢
？Church, because are you sure? You know, you truly believe in God and all these things?
或者是我们彼此质疑呢
？That's because we are suspicious.And Jesus And Stephen says in the book, in his book, he says that Jesus gave us the new commandment.
所以啊，耶在福音书，耶稣也说，他给赐了新的命令。
I have loved you. You also are to love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要这样相爱。
Normally focus on this, we can understand what Jesus is saying.
一般上呢，我们注重这，如果我们呢专注这个的话呢，我们其实是可以理解的。我们不一定做得很理想。可是我们可以理解，我们可以理解什么叫做以耶稣爱我们的方式彼此相爱。
But this verse, verse 34, has another verse, verse 35, which tell us the consequences.
可是呢，随即而来的三十五节呢，给我们看到这不，如果是我们不这么做，有什么后果
？By this, all people will know that you are my disciple if you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
If we do not love one another, Jesus is saying to the world, you have the right to say to this group of people, you are not Christians.
啊，所以耶稣是对世人说，如果这些人不彼此相爱的话呢，你们有资格对他们说，你们不是基督徒。
Evaluate us based on what we believe, but based on what we do.
世界对我们的评价呢，不在于我们所做的，而是在不，这就是不是在于我们所信的，是我们所做的。如果世界如果就说你。你们如果我们说你们是我的门徒
be seen, must be observable.
那这代表呢爱必须是要是人可以看见人可以观察到的
the world will say that, are you sure you are Christ's disciples?
如果我们不懂得彼此相爱的话呢世界会问我们你们真的是基督的门徒吗
So Jesus is saying to us if we love one another and this love, this expression of love is observable to the world will say that, hey,You are my disciples. You are Christ's disciples.
基督是跟我们说，如果我他怎么爱我们，我们也怎么爱彼此呢？这世人就会看到，也世人也会从中说啊，这些就是基督的门徒。
No, we all know that in the church we have always have disagreement.
这岂不容易吗？那我们知道在教会里，我们时常都会有不同的意见。
We disagree about everything and anything under the sun.
一切事情我们几乎都有分歧呀。
About theology, we disagree about missions.
我们对神学有分歧，对宣教有分歧。
Disagree about piano organ or whatever that we like.
啊，我们对这个教会的这个行政有分，以上有分歧。
Let me suggest you, it's okay.
可以，可以有分歧吗？是可以的。
But Jesus is saying to us that in this disagreement that we have, we are to love one another.
哪怕你有不同的意见，有意见上有分歧，你也要彼此相爱。
Three things that as a church we must be at least able to do, even though we disagree with one another.
我要跟大家提议哦，哪怕我们有分歧，这三件事情我们也必须可以做得到。
Although there are other things we can do, but I'd like to suggest three things.
啊，当然有很多其他事情我们也应该做到，可是我就只提出三个。
No matter how much we disagree, anything.
无论我们有
be able to pray together.
有多大的分歧，我们都要我们必须可能够一起祷告。
Because we are praying to the same Jesus.
因为我们是向同一个耶稣祷告。
If you don't pray to the same Jesus as me, then you are not a Christian.
如果你跟我们不是所祷告的对象不是跟我们是同一个耶稣，那你就不是基督徒。
Or the false Antichrist and the false prophet.
啊、因为这个耶稣也这启示录也有说到这个敌基督假先知。
Jesus, then we can pray together, no matter how much we disagree.
可是如果我们是在是敬拜同一个基督的耶稣的话，那我们无论有多少分歧，我们都可以一起祷告，可以一起有
fellowship
啊，可以一起聚餐，一起有团契。
And we can cry together or laugh together.
我们也要必须可以一起哭笑。
One another emotionally,
就是我们的情感上呢，
yes,
可以彼此扶持。
We have different opinions.
对，我们有分歧。
We have different way of doing things.
我们有不同的这种处事方式。
Do that slowly.
我们可以慢慢的找出解决办法。
But meanwhile, we pray, we eat, and we laugh or cry together.
可是同时，我们要一起祷告，一起可以一起聚餐，可以一起
That is the second lesson.
情感上扶持彼此。
The third lesson is that every church that lost the mark.Must repent.
第三就是每一个失去这个群体印记的教会都要悔改。
Verse 5, Jesus says, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent."
第五节这么说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改， 行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
I'd like to suggest to you that we as a church should always repent because we are not perfect in loving one another.
我想向神陈述这一点，我们作为教会，我们时时刻刻都要悔改，因为我们是不完美的。
We always love one another, but we fail sometimes.
我们应当彼此相爱，可是有些时候呢，我们却做不好。
Remember that therefore from where you have fallen.
所以耶稣说，所以你们应当记得你是从哪里坠落的。
To remember to repent means that there's two things.
要记得悔改，这里是意味着两件事。
The church must to repent, the church must remember from where they have fallen. That means that they must know that they are wrong.
所以这意味着教会必须知道自己其实已经做错了。
Jesus is saying to the church, remember last time you were like this, but now you are not.
基督是跟教会说，你记得吗？你起初是这样的，但现在也不是了。
Also to remember where we have fear to love one another.
我们也要看到自己呢，在哪些领域呢，没有做到彼此相爱。
Because if we do not remember, we do not agree with Jesus that we are wrong, then we will not repent.
可是如果我们没有留意的话呢，我们就等于没有办法认同耶稣对我们的指责，不知道自己有错，我们就不能悔改。
Remember, we need to realign with Jesus.
所以呢，我们 要悔改呢，就必须重新归回耶稣，跟他同行，要回到我们起初做的事。
Means that they must learn to love again.
这代表呢，是以弗所教会呢要重新懂得彼此相爱。
Every church that lost the mark of the Christian community must repent.
所以失去了这个基督教群体印记的这个阵营呢，都得悔改。悔改不代表我们不再试验人了哦。
Because we know that not everyone who come to church may be a Christian or and so forth. So yeah, we cannot believe everybody. We have to test them.
所以我们不能够认为每个来教会的人都是真实的基督徒。我们需要试验他们。
That's why Jesus praised the church of Ephesus for testing those who come.
所以耶稣其实呢表扬了以弗所教会，表扬他们试验人。可是你不止不
welcome them.
可是你要做的不仅于此，你还要懂得
us,
欢迎他们。
The church as a whole need to repent.
所以他说教会整体需要悔改。怎么悔改呢？
Repent begins with us individually coming to God.
悔改呢是需要我们每一个个体个人来到神面前。
I will come to you and remove your lampstand from this place unless you repent.
就是说你若不悔改呢，我就要来到你临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处 挪去。他说的并不是我们每个人，他是以一个个体，他是针对整个教会这么说。
In Jesus, if you trust in Jesus, if you have faith in Jesus for your salvation is secure.
如果你相信耶稣，对耶稣有信心，那你的救恩是稳定的。
Repent, if not, I remove the local church.
可是他对教会说你必须悔改，你不悔改的话我就挪去这个地方的教会。
The local church is in the world.
这个所地方教会呢是在世上的这些教会。
The local church also is belonging to the universal church, the body of Christ.
可是地方教会呢也属于这个整体的这个教会，这个
So when Jesus said that
基督的身体，
He's not removing the universal church or the invisible church.
当耶稣说我要把教会挪去，他并不是说要把他的身体挪去，把这全球的教会挪去。因为这个教会呢是普世教会，是基督的身体。
But it's the local church.
可是这指的是地方教会。
The church of Ephesus.
这里呢就指以弗所教会。
Or the seven churches that is there.
或者是指任何的七间教会的任何一间。
Churches.
这些都是叫地方教会。
We are also a local churches.
就好像我们也是个地方教会，
belong to the body of Christ.
我们属于基督的身体。
And so the warning is that it's not against you as an individual who believe in Jesus because your faith is secure, but the warning is against the church.
所以这里它并不是针对个人做针对，因为你的救恩其实是
Christ will remove any local church when his disciples in this local church no longer love one another.As he loved them.
是你的救恩是有保障的，可是这些地方教会呢，就已经没有像 基督爱他们那样的彼此相爱了。
It's the warning.
就这个 这里的耶稣的告诫就是在这里。
And so we need to heed that warning.
所以我们需要聆听。
So the repentance of the local
church begins when
every one of us who believe in Jesus begin to repent.
就教会尤其中的门徒警醒的耶稣斥责的开始。
In verse 7,
第七节说到
He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, which I already mentioned earlier on. And then in that verse, he also says, to the one who conquers, I will grant to the person to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise.
就是你圣灵向众教会说话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的我必从神的乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
The church as a whole need to repent, and that begins with everyone us individually starting to repent.
啊，教会作为一个整体需要集体性的悔改，可是这悔改呢是从我们个体开始。
Conquer means is the one who repent.
得胜的
conquer means the one who is repent.
得胜的意思就是那个悔改的。
To eat, I grant the permission to eat of the tree of life.
他就耶稣就会允许他吃这生命树的果子。
Must earn your salvation, eat the tree of life. You must earn it. It doesn't mean that.
啊，这意思不是说你要用自己的努力去赚取你的救恩哦。
Because Jesus is talking to the whole church.
因为耶稣是针对整间教会给予才给予他们这个信息。
The church as to Christian or not Christian, he doesn't do that.
他没有，他在这里呢没有把教会区分成信徒或非信徒。
Jesus look at us as a whole.
是对针对整个教会的群体说话。
Individually.
可是这里他也针对我们每个在个人层面针对我们说话。
Not everyone in the church believe in Jesus.
因为教会里并不是每个人呢都信耶稣。
But Jesus is saying to everyone who believe in him.
可是耶稣基督也跟所有相信他的人说。
Because Jesus knows who belongs to him.
因为耶稣知道谁是属他的，对他属他，他说悔改。
Humanly, we must never divide the church to say Christian not Christian. We should never do that.
啊，在从人的角度呢，我们不应该在教会区分人，谁去论断谁是属基督，谁是不是属基督的，因为我们不是神，我们看不透人心。
We can deal with behavior that we think is not right. We can deal with that behavior.
我们可以呢，回应一些行为，看到一些不正确的行为，我们可回应。
Jesus or not, that one is only God knows.
可是谁属基督，谁不属基督，只有神知道。
Jesus is talking to all who believe in him.
所以耶稣是针对所有信他的人这么说。
And calling all his disciples to repent.
他呼召所有的这些信徒要悔改。
Who believe in Jesus begin to repent, the church repents.
所以当信当这些个别各各自的这种信基督的人悔改之后，整个教会就的悔改就开始了。
Love one another,
彼此相爱。
I love you,
就如同我爱你一样。
Your focus,
让这成为你的焦
，No matter what you are doing for me,
你的焦点，这是你的专注点。不如你为我做什么。
The moment you think for a moment, the warning that Jesus gave to the church.The church has been good at testing people and all these things, but Jesus said that I will throw you away if you do not love one another.
因为耶稣对这个教会说，你是不管你做什么，可是如果你不彼此相爱的话呢，我会把你挪去。
So it's not only what we do, but how we do it and how we love one another matters to God.
所以关键不在于我们做什么，关键在我们怎么做。我们怎么去彼此相爱，这对神来说很重要。
So that's a round up the three lessons that we learned today.
所以我总结今天我们学的这三个教训哦。
Every church is evaluated accurately by Christ.
第一，每间教会都是基督审核的。
Every church can lose the mark of the Christian community.
第二，每间教会都可能失去基督群体的印记。
And every church that lost the mark must repent.
第三，每间失去群体印记的教会都应当悔改。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢您今天赐予我们宝贵的信息。主啊，求您继续在我们的心里工作，帮助我们彼此相爱。彼此相爱有很多的挑战，主啊，我们也做得不完美，可是主啊，我们知道呢，您的大能呢可以 盖过我们的不完美。我们求您扶持我们的群体，求您帮助我们，求您赐予我们力量，让求您也让我们帮助我们悔改。我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。